Well, unless you are a visitor from far away and you just pulled into town, which is possible as we begin our festival here in Dodge City, but unless you're a visitor that just pulled into town, I'm not sure there's anyone here who didn't get some rain the last few days. Now, I know you got too much and you didn't get enough and you had rain in your basement and raining on your parade yesterday, almost literally, right? So what do we do when it rains? Well, we measure it, right? How much did you get? How much did they get east of town? And how much did they get across the way? That's just what we do. And not just with rain, we measure everything. How tall are you? How much is my refund check? How many bushels per acre did you get? And just this morning, when I woke up, the program on the radio, on NPR, it had some guy, and he said, we'd give undue prestige to measurements. It's like he anticipated my homily. Yeah. Well, believe it or not, Jesus is not opposed to this. But apparently, he would like us to use a different measuring stick. We can be rich or poor by many standards. But what would it mean to be rich in what matters to God? Well, to answer that question, first we simply need to know, well, what matters to God? I'm not sure it matters too much to God how much rain we get. So first we consider what prompted this conversation in the gospel in the first place. So someone in the crowd says to Jesus, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. At first he's kind of struck by the question. Why are you asking me this? I had someone tell me once, Father, can you tell my son that he needs to break up with his girlfriend? You want me to, well, I am the vocations director, I guess. But then Jesus takes it one step farther, and he turns it back on the very person who made the request. Why are you so interested in measuring your riches? Or not just interested, Jesus might have said, why are you so preoccupied with measuring your riches, with your inheritance? It's almost like the genie comes out of the bottle and you get one wish. You can only ask for one thing. So you meet the Savior of the world, the Lord of the universe. You can ask for one thing. And you say, tell my brother to give me the inheritance? So Jesus so lovingly redirects him and us to a much more valuable question. What would it mean to be rich in what matters to God? So I thought of a few things that Jesus said during his lifetime that can maybe give us a hint as to what matters to God. At one point, we know that Jesus said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Perhaps I was busy measuring my rosaries and my holy hours and my electronic giving to the cathedral, and all of which are good and necessary. But if they're not accompanied by mercy, by loving my neighbor, then maybe I'm measuring the wrong thing. At another point, Jesus said to the woman, go and sin no more. Maybe one of the things that matters to God is a life of virtue. I could measure how many times I've gone out to eat in the last week, but what if I measured how many times I've recycled in the last week? I can measure how nice or how new my cell phone is. But what if I measured how many days I've gone without looking at pornography on my nice, new cell phone? What am I measuring? When Jesus says to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, I'm always measuring how many people are liking my videos and how many people are signing up for our programs. And on Tuesday, we'll be measuring how many people voted yes for life. But that doesn't make it more important than praying for those who don't. What are we measuring? We thank God that we have rain to measure this weekend. And may that gratitude that we have always spill over, especially to those things that matter to God.